I'm Lance Carter, and welcome back to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Kiefer Sutherland returns to Fox in Touch, a show that attempts to ask the question, are we all interconnected? He stars as Martin Bohm, a widower and single father who can't connect with his seemingly autistic son, Jake. Jake never speaks, shows no emotion, and never allows himself to be touched by anyone. Soon, though, Martin finds out that Jake has a gift that allows him to see the random events of the universe and how they're connected. Touch was created by Heroes mastermind Tim Kring, and Sutherland said that even though he wasn't ready to come back to television, when he read the script, it was something that I knew I had to do. In this Q&A, Kiefer talks more about the reason he came back to TV, his hopes for the show, and the legacy of 24, and a whole lot more. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every tiny little click does help. I'm serious. Don't forget we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services and resources available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Kiefer.
So what I'm wondering is, at what point did you connect with your character and just know that this was a story that you wanted to tell and be a part of?
Well, it was funny. I mean, I was doing a play in New York on Broadway. I had a film that I knew I was going to go do, and so I read Touch almost reluctantly. I don't think I was completely ready to go back to television yet. I was enjoying some of the different opportunities that I'd had, I think it was around page 30. I remember going, "Oh shit." I guess something you could print. Damn it!
Yeah.
Which I just knew I would be so remiss if I didn't take the opportunity that Touch was. I identified with him out of the gate. I mean, there was something interesting because obviously this is very different than 24.
Yes, extremely.
Yet there is a real similar through line in the kind of character of the man.
Yes.
You know, Jack Bauer and many, you know, Jack Bauer would be faced with kind of unbelievable circumstances in the course of a day, and he would never win completely.
No, he wouldn't, and you'd almost feel sorry for him and keep hoping for the next day to be better.
Better, yeah. And this guy's never going to win either. He's never going to have the quintessential relationship of a father and a son.
No, definitely.
And yet, he perseveres, and that's a great kind of character statement.
Yeah.
And so I identified with him greatly on that, and I think as a parent as well. Just the sense of responsibility combined with not knowing what to do all the time, even though this is, again, a heightened experience. I think every parent feels that. I certainly can speak for myself and say that I have. During Camellia's pregnancy, when Sarah was for 9 months, I had these great fantasies of how I was going to be the greatest dad on the planet. And then she was born, and a kind of fear came over me, like none other that I've ever had in my life. And I was confronted with the fact that I really didn't know what I was doing, and it was something that I was going to have to figure out as I went. And I really relate to Martin on that level. And just the dynamic between he and the son, I just find so extraordinary. So for all of those reasons, those were the first things that grasped me.
Kiefer, you mentioned about how much you like the script. One of the things is that in the history of television, when somebody has a great, even groundbreaking series like 24, they rarely come back to television, and very rarely. And now it's just been 2 years since 24 ended. Was it just the script that made you come back, or what was it? What prompted you to come back to television?
Just well, there's a combination of things. I mean, I had an unbelievable experience here on 24. We shot 198 episodes, and I was excited about shooting the 198th as I was the first. That experience, and I had a great relationship with Fox, both the studio and the network, and so that combined with this script, it wasn't even really a choice anymore. It was something that I knew I had to do. And I remember thinking about it really strongly when I was crossing the street in New York, and the person who I work with Susan Bimel, I remember saying to her, you know, if we don't do this, how are we going to feel in September watching it, knowing all of its potential and how great we both think it can be? And that answered my question for me. I didn't want to be sitting there watching this fantastic show in September if I had had the opportunity to be a part of it. But you're right. It's certainly is a daunting thing. Having 24, and not only the great experience on a personal level for me, but it was an incredible success. It's nice to kind of have that in your pocket and let it be. This was certainly something I just couldn't say no to. So I think it's been a little longer than 2 years, but. It feels a lot shorter than that now, I have to say.
For the people out there that are used to seeing you on 24 as Jack Bauer, sort of that action star sort of role, mm-hmm. how do you sort of convince them to give the show a look? I mean, how do you sort of convince them that, you know, this is going to be just as entertaining, just as interesting and intriguing as that series was?
I don't know if there is convincing. I think that ultimately, almost in the way that 24 started, people that are initially interested, whether they're a fan of Tim Kring's or a fan of mine, or like the trailer, they'll watch it. And then if they feel it's, you know, strongly about it, they'll tell friends. And we have to kind of rely on that. For me personally, I feel that there is a great deal of suspense within the context of the show, in the not knowing what the numbers are, and the narrative where the audience actually knows more than the lead character. So I think that even though we're not blowing things up, I think that there is enough excitement around the drama of this show that people will not be that thrown by it who enjoy 24. And, you know, we really do rely on you guys telling people about it, and hopefully it will be something that grows.
When you see the show, it's sort of hard to sort of put it into a genre, or, you know, it sort of takes different genres. How would you categorize it as far as, you know, being maybe science fiction or paranormal fiction or something like that?
No, I've always felt that this was a drama. This is we're embarking on the journey of a father trying to connect with his son, and trying to have as normal a relationship as he can under the circumstances, and that will always be at the heart of the show, and certainly from my perspective it would be. But it has all of those elements. I think there is an element of science fiction. I think there, you know, and certainly as the show has developed, you guys have seen the first episode, which has a lot of requirements to kind of explain where the show is going. But for us, in the subsequent episodes to follow, this really does have, you know, a great deal of energy. So there's an aspect of it that I would categorize as a thriller. There, a suspense, and certainly the science fiction component as well. But at its heart, it's a drama.
The way that Ted just set up, there's obviously such a great opportunity for a rather large roster of guest stars. And Martin and Titus Welliver's character, they had a special connection. So how many episodes is Titus signed on for, and is there also a possibility of your father doing an episode?
There certainly is always that possibility. The show is a procedural show, unlike 24 and unlike Heroes, which was a serialized show. These episodes will have a beginning, a middle, and an end. But it does not preclude a character who you've seen in one episode being able to come back five episodes down the line. And we have, in fact, done that. I don't really want to say who, because, you know, for the people that are going to watch it, I would like them to see that. There also might be characters that are way in the background in an episode that will come to the forefront in another episode. But it doesn't stop each individual episode from being its own complete little entity. And so that's something I think Tim Kring has done a beautiful job kind of weaving in and out.
Since that last caller mentioned your father, is there really a chance that he would be on, or was that just saying?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's we're working on episodes 5 and 6 right now. But I certainly have conveyed to Tim Crane, our writer, that my father is someone who I would very, very much like to work with. And my father knows of this piece, and I certainly talked to him about it. We certainly do not have a script or a story or anything like that, but it certainly is open. I think one of the things that's so attractive about this piece is really Tim Crane's writing and character development. They give people an opportunity to kind of show some stuff that they might not normally get, and I would be honored to be able to do something like this with my dad.
Could you talk a little bit about working with David and forming that on-screen bond with him when he doesn't talk back to you?
Well, he's an amazing young actor, and he's an amazing young man. He does something that is really, would be impossible to try and teach an actor to do. He has very, very limited physical response to anything that I do. He doesn't talk, and yet I can feel his presence even if he's not looking at me. I can always sense that he's listening, and I think that comes across to the viewer as well. That's a real gift. And he was the first boy out of about 25 young people that I read with. And I remember thinking, because I was doing the play at the same time, so I could only do 5 or 6 or 7 kids a day. And I remember thinking, wow, this kid's amazing. If the other kids are going to be like this, we're going to find an amazing kid. And I remember it was around the 10th kid, I was still thinking, and all of the kids, I have to say, were fantastic, but there was something really special about David. And then I was saying, well, we should just hire the first kid, and I think around 20. I was saying, no, the first kid was still better, and then I'd read it with close to 30 kids. And I was finally like, would you guys just please hire the first kid? He was just amazing. And so that bond kind of started right away. And he works a lot of hours with us, and I've just been completely amazed by how focused and kind of attentive he is and interested in it. I think that's a big thing. He's not being made to do this. I think he actually really does enjoy it, and he's very curious about how to get better, and it's been a phenomenal experience, and I really, really do love working with him.
Because you only have a limited way of communicating with Jake, who are some of the actors, that characters that are really going to become Martin's touchstone, so that we really get to see emotionally how he's reacting with this new journey and being able to kind of grow through this process?
Well, I think Danny Glover certainly is a character that is explaining his son's condition to him, and then Gugu plays the worker at Child Services that is managing Jake's case. Those are people that will be very important. There's Martin's wife who was killed on the terrible day of 9/11. Even though she is not with us, I think he speaks a lot to her. And then I think a lot is going to be between Jake and his father. I think already in the first 5 episodes, their ability to communicate has grown exponentially. Martin starts to be able to read a lot of Jake's physicality and understand what that is, and the audience does as well, even though other people might not understand it in the context of our show. But I think one of the things that moved me the most about the piece was that I felt that Martin was terribly alone. And I think that's going to be an aspect of the character, and certainly through the piece as well. And so that's going to play into it in a large way.
I'm surprised that we've gotten this far and nobody has mentioned the confession, because I thought that was fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
And so I kind of have a little bit of a two-parter here. One is, do you think we'll ever, any time down the line, get a second season? And can you kind of talk about the difficulties or the challenges that come into play when you're doing an internet series, and then you kind of transition to network television, which might have, it's positive, but certainly you might have to be a little bit more restrictive regarding creativity because of certain demographics that are at play in terms of the viewership and everything like that.
Okay, well, to answer the first part, yes. I mean, I would love to do a second part of the confession. There certainly is a story there that Brad Mehrman, who wrote, and I have discussed. John Hurt had a wonderful time on the show, as I did, and so we would both love to do that. And I think the real challenge, you know, because I think the confession was, from a production standpoint, was quite high-end with regards to a lot of things that have been produced for the Internet. The real difficulty is trying to figure out how to galvanize and pull in an audience, because the Internet is so fragmented that there is no real kind of central post, if you will. The movie business has theaters, television has set scheduling. The Internet is kind of when you want it, how you want it, and trying to really corral an audience was what we found to be the most difficult. But I think that that's starting to kind of explain itself. The more things are produced for the Internet, the clearer it becomes how to go about finding that audience. And with regards to kind of transferring back into kind of network television from an experience like that, I don't find any real shift in creativity. I mean, when I take a look at what I think Tim Kring is doing with this show, I certainly haven't been a part of anything more creative. And, you know, certainly there are language issues that primetime television will be restricted or might restrict you for. But in all fairness, if you can't convey an idea or an emotion within the vernacular that is provided for you by network television, then I think you've got a problem in your ability to tell a story. So it's never been a real issue for me. The one nice thing about coming back to network television, whether we do it or not, is you certainly can corral an audience, and as long as your product is, as long as what you're presenting is worth an audience seeing. So that's an exciting part when we were making Touch, is that we knew that if we did a good job, you know, that people would see it, and there's something very exciting about that. It's why we do it.
How do you feel that Martin allows you to mature in new ways as an actor, given what the material calls for emotionally?
Well, I think, again, I kind of referred to his loneliness earlier in one of the earlier questions, and that's a tricky thing to play, because I don't want people feeling sorry for Martin, yet I want them to understand that the further he is able to communicate with his son, the more enlightened and enriched his life will be, and he might be able to move past some of the pain that he's experienced from the loss of his wife and his son's condition. Those are all real subtle narratives to play. They're not actually written. They're tonal qualities, and that's something that I'm trying to focus on a lot with Martin, and it's also something that I felt I really learned at least how to do better through my experience on 24. I think a lot of the things that I learned were trying to focus on little small changes within Jack Bauer, whether it was from season to season or even over the course of one of those days. That's what I learned in that process is something that I am trying to bring to Martin, and so that there's a lot going on, or a lot more going on than what is simply written on the page or what one scene might simply require, that there are through lines within the context of the character that are going from episode to episode, and if we are lucky enough to do multiple seasons, it would connect those as well. And so that's really an extension of kind of a technique that I really hadn't focused on or thought of before my experience on 24, and Touch is a perfect kind of show, and Martin is a perfect character to kind of try and weave those things in. So I hope that that's an aspect of me maturing as an actor kind of over the course of these experiences.
Thanks, Kiefer, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.